call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store. For healing, positivity, and recovery. Stay positive, stay happy. The Positivity Podcast with Melinda Cochran, New York City, from Montreal, Quebec. Start your day with calm and reassurance as she sends positive energy your way.
Faith is something you can lose suddenly, and when it happens, it feels as if you will never return to it. It can feel like someone stole all the light from you, and all that remains is an emptiness you simply cannot explain to anyone. This can happen in so many ways and for so many reasons, through loss, through an event, or perhaps it was caused by not simply understanding what faith is in the first place. For some, it can be the result of traumas they never speak about, and for others, perhaps it's been told that they've been told that nothing exists and that nothing is real when it comes to our own metaphors. So how would you believe in anything beyond if you are constantly being told that? You see, faith is invisible. It isn't something you can touch, and it is often not something you can explain to others. Your positive outlook may come from there, and even feel as if it's been rooted there. If faith is absent in your life, then a positive outlook is probably a little more difficult. I think they are closely linked. Because you see, when you have faith, you have a reassurance that things will turn out to be okay in the end. But how do you find your faith? Or find it again once it's been lost? And how do you find hope when everything is chaotic? It's such a personal journey that I don't think I can give you any tips or suggestions on how to find it. I can only share a story that perhaps will help someone regain their faith. And not only their faith, but their trust in their own personal instincts, because I think they're closely linked. So I will share a story that I hope will help you. It's my story, or part of a story, that solidified my faith in knowing that there's a greater power that guides us. I'm not a religious person because I believe that everyone's metaphor is true. I'm a spiritual person. So I hope this story helps you. In 2017, or the summer of 2017, of 2016, I wasn't feeling great. For whatever reason, I was feeling a fatigue that I'd never felt in my life. To be honest, there were some days I could barely get up. And I would have moments where the room was spinning. I would have pain in the back of my neck, an unexplained pain in my neck. All the types of things could be dismissed as stress, and we often do. But something was nagging me to go see a doctor. Now, I am sharing the story, but it's in no way to blame anyone. Because the end result of my story meant these doctors also had to help me. But it is a story about listening to your own gut instincts, even when people tell you you're wrong. I went to a doctor. I explained what was going on. He was a specialist. He did the blood work. The blood work came back as normal. He told me I was fine and gave me my chart with a smiley face, much like a teacher gives you in school. Gave me the file and I went on my way. And told me I didn't even need to see another specialist. I walked out of that office that day. I know I should have been happy, but I wasn't. I felt discouraged because I still felt something in my gut that there was something wrong. So I made an appointment with another doctor. And again, my worries were not heard. Because again, the blood work was not showing anything. So I dismissed it. But that feeling never left me. It never left. I guess about 7 or 8 months later, I ended up in emergency. After a day of what can only be described as the worst fatigue I'd ever felt in my life, I was having headaches, the room was spinning, and I felt a lightheadedness and fatigue that I cannot explain. I drove myself to the emergency and I gave them my symptoms. I told them the room is spinning. I can't do this. I'm exhausted. I don't know what's wrong. A CT scan was done. And the CT scan found calcifications around a tumor in my thyroid. What happened then was a series of biopsies, and I was diagnosed with cancer. I was also diagnosed with BRAF aggressive gene, which meant that it made the cancer more likely to be aggressive and more likely to reoccur. But we caught it in time. But we caught it because of my gut instincts that told me that there was absolutely no way that this was correct. I listened to my gut instincts, you see, that day. But what I was really listening to was a greater power. And people today still look at me like it's not true. So I'll share another part of that story, and maybe someone out there will believe it. During the time I had thyroid cancer, I also believed there was something wrong with my breast. And it was a nagging feeling that wouldn't leave. And that lasted into this year. And again, I went to a doctor. The test came back. It was fine. I wasn't comfortable with that. I went to see a doctor and asked for a referral. And again, it showed calcification. And this time it was atypical hyperplasia, which is pre-cancer, which is still being monitored, but has made the whole difference because a lumpectomy was performed and that area was removed. I still listen to those instincts. I still listen to the whispers that I hear when it comes to my health. I listen to the instincts on everything now. For so many years, I didn't. So many years I did not listen to my instincts when it came to so many things. And sometimes it was because people told me I shouldn't. And people probably tell you the same thing when you say you have a gut feeling or you feel like something's not right. And I am certain there are many women out there now who have found themselves in that situation as well, in relationships even, and have ignored it. You see, I believe those gut instincts, they don't just apply to health, they apply to everything. They apply to every single thing that happens in our lives. And I even believe it applies to the purpose we have. The purpose we have for a passion that we may have, whether it's writing like I have or something else, but there's that gut instinct that you should follow it and you should listen to it. So right now in the world, everything's pretty chaotic. As we look around us, things have unraveled a little bit. But I'm certain somewhere out there, maybe in a room somewhere, there's someone sitting and they're having a gut instinct. And maybe it's about a positive thing. Maybe the gut instinct is that everything's going to turn out okay, that everything's going to be fine. And maybe those gut instincts are whispers that we have from a greater force that guides us. I don't know what you believe, but I believe that we're not alone. I believe as the world is unraveling, there's a love that's also taking care of us as well. I'm not going to give tips or suggestions today. I'm just going to leave you with that. I'm going to leave you with the fact that maybe you need to trust your instincts a little more as well. Because by trusting mine, I regain my faith, and I learned to trust those silent whispers. Silent whispers that happen while it's raining, a cardinal sitting outside your window, an image that suddenly appears that you don't quite understand that you remembered, but for whatever reason, you feel it has significance. If you're in that situation and you're going through it now, I hope that that story that I shared will help somebody, especially anyone out there who may now be going through cancer. Listen to your whispers, listen to your instincts, and make sure you're heard. And I hope you regain your faith as well. Have a beautiful week. Take care.
This has been another episode of Positivity Podcast, where only positive vibes happen. Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx, Long Island, and money-making Manhattan, home of Bashani Radio App.
New York, here we come!
From Wall Street to the boogie down Bronx, keep it locked in. We started from the bottom, now we here. Bashani Radio App, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. Now we here.